That's the sound of the scene from just outside the California Republican Convention near San Francisco Airport as Donald Trump rolled up yesterday to address the delegates. There was violence in addition to the chants of progressive slogans and protesters who waved Mexican flags and beat drums. For Republicans who are opposed to Mr. Trump's candidacy, Indiana's primary on Tuesday could be their last best chance to deny him the nomination. Several groups founded by Republicans or organizations with longtime ties to the party are part of the anti-Trump effort in that state. Here's NPR's national political correspondent, Don Gagne.
Indiana is a showdown between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. The other Republican still in the race, John Kasich, has agreed not to campaign in the state, giving Cruz a better shot at a win. But Trump has other opponents here as well. There's the conservative Club for Growth, which is running anti-Trump ads. And there's this from the Our Principles PAC, founded by a former Mitt Romney campaign staffer.
Former students say Trump University was a scam, costing up to $35,000 for an unlicensed illegal school that offered no actual degrees. Now accused of intentionally misleading thousands of students.
Then there's a group called Never Trump. Longtime Republican strategist Rory Cooper, who worked for former Congressman Eric Cantor and former Speaker John Boehner, is one of its creators.
It's using social media and paid online media in order to reach voters in a highly targeted way. We're not trying to sweep across the state. We're trying to move specific voters.
It's actually better to call it hashtag Never Trump for its online presence and lack of volunteers on the ground making calls and door knocking. The big success for anti-Trump groups so far was the Wisconsin primary earlier this month. They had big help there from local talk radio and most of the Republican infrastructure in the state. And Cruz won. That's not the case in Indiana, so they're counting on a lot of word of mouth. But at political rallies, you find a lot of this.
So do you know about this Never Trump movement? Have you heard about it?
No, I have not.
That's 50-year-old Roxanne Greer, a Ted Cruz backer who came to see him in Elkhart. She's skeptical Never Trump could work.
I don't think it's going to matter because I don't know how Trump couldn't be the nominee.
That cheer is the arrival of Ted Cruz's campaign bus at a strip mall where he has an event planned. Waiting to meet Cruz is 58-year-old Debbie Burton. She says she has heard of the Stop Trump efforts. Then she adds,
I wish they'd thought of something just a little sooner, but I think I do support that.
But here's something else you find. Even with all of the vitriol between Cruz and Trump, a lot of Cruz supporters are quick to say they like Trump too. Give a listen to this explanation from 19-year-old Tyler Clutter.
If there was three hats on the table, I'd pick Cruz no matter what. But if Kasich's hat, if the wind blew Kasich's hat off the thing, I'd pick Cruz over Trump.
I like that.
But, you know, I don't.
But what if the Cruz hat blew away?
And it was between Trump and Kasich? Oh, Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
That was his mom in the background there. For Never Trump to succeed in Indiana, some former John Kasich supporters are going to have to switch to Cruz. No small thing, given that Kasich voters tend to be more moderate. Pete Seat was a Kasich campaign consultant in Indiana.
And I don't think you're ever going to hear John Kasich say, vote for Ted Cruz. And quite frankly, it's up to Ted Cruz to earn that support and earn those votes.
Polls show Trump over Cruz by single digits in the state, but here's one thing everybody agreed on. That Indiana may very well be Never Trump's last stand. If Cruz can't win, then Trump may very well be unstoppable for the nomination. Don Gagne, NPR News, Indianapolis.